This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There is a corporate story of note today. Home Depot reported disappointing fourth quarter sales this morning, said CEO Craig Menear about the last couple of months. It was cold, it was snowy, and perhaps worst of all, it was wet. Blaming weather in part for weaker sales? Oh, that's been in the home improvement playbook for years, as Marketplace's Andy Euler explains.
Home Depot's fourth quarter covered the months of November, December, and January, a period when meteorologists were throwing around terms like polar vortex and telling people to brace for lots of snow and rain. Hannah Hayes at Kantar Consulting says often retailers use the weather as a scapegoat.
But I think when you think about this space in particular, it is really unique because it can have an impact.
We tend to think of farming and ranching as being more susceptible to weather than retail, but Home Depot says people don't do as much home improvement, even on the inside of their homes, when the weather's cruddy. But Laura Champine, an analyst at Loop Capital, says it's not just the weather that's to blame for Home Depot's underwhelming sales.
They blamed less than 1% of the miss on weather, and that does make sense, but they missed by more than 1%.
She says Home Depot's recent miss is more about the slumping housing market than wet weather. And no matter the weather, Home Depot may be in for a tough go.
We're at the start of a cyclical shift, and that's something that the housing data point to as well. It's typically not a blip. It's typically more than 1 or 2 years of tougher results from the Home Depot.
But the weather can also be a boon to home improvement stores. Home Depot's sales typically spike when people have to rebuild after hurricanes and other natural disasters. And the retailer says it's investing in technology to forecast the weather, which helps it know what products to stock, how much, and when. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.